This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Of really being president.
Yes, some of the protests that have been going on recently have been surrounding immigration. Donald Trump came, one of the first things he said when he declared for his candidacy for president was that he was going to work on immigration. He was going to put the wall up. He was going to deport illegals. Can he win a presidency with that platform? With the wall and with deporting that
illegal. I think if he makes clear the commitment he has to legal immigrants to have better jobs, more take-home pay, better education for their children, an affordable health system, and physical safety. I mean, you look at places like Southside Chicago, just being able to commit that you're going to try to do everything you can to stop the shooting level and the murder level is a huge breakthrough. I think he can do very, very well. He did well, for example, in Nevada with Latinos. But I also think let's confront a reality here. When the left starts to lose, they break the law. Madison, Wisconsin, you had Governor Walker, who had campaigned on exactly the reforms that he passed. He had helped elect more Senate and House members on exactly the reforms he passed. The reaction of the left was to have huge demonstrations, to occupy the Capitol, to do all sorts of stuff. I think you have to expect...
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Bernie Sanders is doing some last-minute campaigning before tomorrow's Super Tuesday primaries in southern states. Sanders has been asking voters for help following his weekend loss to Hillary Clinton in South Carolina. Today he'll campaign in Minnesota and Massachusetts. Authorities say an Army staff sergeant assigned to the Pentagon has been arrested on murder and other charges in the death of a Virginia police officer and another person. Prince William County Police Chief Steve Hudson says it's a typical case of officers laying their own lives on the line.
We sometimes have the very unenviable task of dealing with true evil. It is us who have to stand in that place and take on that fight, and that's exactly what these officers did.
Ronald Hamilton, now being held without bond on charges that include murder of a law enforcement officer, he is also charged with killing his own wife in that original domestic dispute. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer wants to require the Federal Aviation Administration to institute minimum seatbelt size rules for airlines.
The FAA should declare a fair minimum seat size based on science, passenger health and safety, not the maximum number of people that can be crammed like sardines into the plane.
The New York Democrat yesterday said commercial airlines have been shrinking the size of seats and reducing legroom on many planes. Jimmy Johnson has climbed up NASCAR's all-time victory list by taking the second race of the Sprint Cup season. He says strategy played a big role in yesterday's race.
I thought we had to pit again, so I'm like, okay, we'll try to get a little gap here and pit again. And then when I realized I was staying out on those old tires I just beat up, I'm like, oh man, I hope they don't come for me. And my car was so bad before that caution came out, but I guess it wasn't any worse than anybody else's, so it worked.
Johnson used pit strategy in the late yellow to claim the 76th victory of his career at the Atlanta Motor Speedway that ties Dale Earnhardt for 7th on the all-time career wins list. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Are you or someone you know fighting cancer and struggling financially? If so, find out now if you qualify for Life Credit Company's Living Benefit Program. If qualified, you may receive up to 50% of your life insurance policy's death benefit now, while still providing coverage for your family. Cancer patients are nearly three times more likely.
Okay, all right.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we talk about the things that matter most in your life. As you heard earlier, you know, the comments from one Newt Gingrich about the left's reaction. And we're having some, you know, electronic issues again. Sorry, apologize to you. But, you know, my added a comment about what Newt Gingrich had to share with us is that, you know, he had talked about, you know, Donald Trump, that he is unharnessable, that he, you know, can let his emotions fly if he feels like he's been, you know, shunned in any way. And you have a Latina government, governor, I should say, out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, Susana Martinez. And he kind of, you know, kind of backhands her a bit, you know, which, you know, I'm sure, you know, his people, you know, sit there and, you know, cringe, you know, and going, gosh, you know, you got some good momentum here. Why, especially at a time when you need Hispanics, why would you go after this? And, you know, and I thought that though New Mexico had a rough go at it in managing the crowds and the disruption that happened there the night before last, and then by comparison, you see what happened in Anaheim, but you know, Trump's statements, I believe his comments, could have been set aside. He didn't need to make those. I think, you know, he hurts himself more than helps himself, that's for sure. Well, we're waiting on right now the political reporter for the Washington Examiner, Gabby Morongiello. And speaking of Donald Trump, he's got a big speech today. He's tackling an energy policy, a major speech that he's going to be presenting with us right now. And so Gabby's with us on the phone. Gabby, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you on here. So Donald Trump's got an energy policy major speech coming at us today, right?
He does. He will be arriving in Bismarck, North Dakota later this afternoon to speak at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And what we can expect to hear is a energy policy agenda that he hasn't outlined before, but that he has been shaping with the help of some advisors in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm. So obviously coal is very much in the future of a Trump administration.
It definitely is. I mean, just based on what we heard when he was campaigning through Appalachia and in West Virginia, he definitely is, you know, in favor of boosting coal production and coal mining, making sure that coal miners maintain their jobs. He's gone after Hillary Clinton on this subject repeatedly, saying that she wouldn't protect coal miners or the coal industry as president. We can also expect him to talk a little bit about oil, about the United States relationship with OPEC. He hasn't touched much on climate change so far, other than, you know, being an outspoken skeptic of it himself, but that is something that will likely come up in his remarks today. And in addition to that, he's expected to talk about national security and how to tie that to America and to energy independence.
Exactly. Well, what about any, is there any room for green energy? Any hope there for the greenies to think that there might be something? I mean, we've invested a ton of money into green energy. A lot of it, arguably, has been politically driven. But, you know, to hear that side, it is the future, although I don't think the future is now for it, but there probably needs to be still some consideration going forward for, you know, some continued research, but to dial it back a little bit more responsibly to where, you know, there's some expected and reasonable return on investment. And that's the one thing I look, you know, to Donald Trump, you know, because that's academic to him. You know, getting a return on investment is something that he lives with constantly. And, you know, even though I'm a skeptic a lot about the windmill stuff, because, you know, people have heard me say on the show that, you know, we chase this windmill energy kind of like Don Quixote a bit, you know.
Right. Right. Well, you know, in the policy memo that North Dakota Congressman Kevin Cramer delivered to Donald Trump's office last week, it didn't touch on green energy. And I'm not particularly certain that Donald Trump will bring that up in his speech today. I think a lot of what we're going to hear is about oil, natural gas production, you know, maintaining jobs, keeping miners in their current positions, making sure that Americans are put back to work or that job creation is something that is linked to energy production in this country. And he's actually, when he has spoken about green energy before, he's kind of waffled on the issue. I mean, he's come out in favor of the federal ethanol mandate. He's talked about, like I said, he's spoken about climate change. And just this week we saw that his Trump organization, the conglomerate that he owns, brought that up in their permit for a seawall in golf course. So, you know, green energy, climate change, these are issues that he hasn't really outlined a clear stance on before. And I'm not certain that he will in today's remarks.
Well, and I got to imagine, I mean, again, people have to, and I think they do, they understand that Donald Trump's a businessman. And if the language of the day as a businessman says you got to be sensitive to the environment, then you got to speak the language of the day if you want to get what you want out of it. So that, you know, that didn't bother me. I just think it's just the nature of the business. And that's what, you know, politics, that's what policy and the culture and the business world have you do sometimes. You know, they may put you in a political, you know, hypocritical position, but, you know, the fact of the matter is that you got to get something done for your hotel. So if green energy, the environment, and, you know, climate warming is what they understand, and you got to speak the language, well, then, you know, as in Ireland, you do what the Irish do, right?
Right. Yeah, no, I think I would agree with you on that. And, you know, one thing that's interesting to note is that there's been a lot of opposition already to Donald Trump's energy policy before he's even outlined it. I mean, just, you know, in my email box alone, I've been receiving email after email from the Sierra Club and various environmental groups who say, you know, pay no attention to what Donald Trump says today. His environmental policy and his energy policy would be disastrous no matter what no matter what positions he takes this afternoon. So it's interesting to see that a lot of these environmentalists, a lot of these billionaires like Tom Steyer, they're taking strong positions against Donald Trump already, and this is an issue that they're going to continue to hit him on throughout the general election.
And you would expect them to do so. I mean, they've had an ally, a great ally, in Barack Obama and his administration for two rounds here, and they've had their way. I mean, and you know, you saw the president of the Sierra Club in the committee hearing, who wanted to insist that 95% of the scientists agreed that the Earth was warming and that sort of thing. And, you know, and Ted Cruz asked him, says, well, if you get some evidence that tells you any different, are you willing to retract your statement? Well, you know, he wasn't about to answer that question, you know, so.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it's definitely a trend that we're going to continue to see. And, you know, it's not surprising that they've taken such a strong position against him already, and that Hillary Clinton has continued to hammer him on his, you know, skepticism of climate change and whatnot, and that he wouldn't carry on the policies, the environmental and energy policies of the Obama administration.
Exactly, and it's too bad on one side, because I think the debate should be had. It'll be a healthy one, but, you know, if we hold to our policy lines as they have been, then, you know, we get gridlocked again. So we'll see what happens here. Gabby Morangiello, political reporter for the Washington Examiner. Gabby, thank you so much for being with us. 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez, and we're coming at you from Maui, Hawaii, of all things. Now, we're having good fun here as we get ready for a Memorial Day and all the good fun to look forward to. I want to give you a little background, speaking of Memorial Day, and just around the corner, an opportune time to shine a spotlight on our military heroes and the canine service members who are such an essential part of their teams. I tell you, you're going to be drawn especially to one impactful story of the human-animal bond between an active officer and his retired military working dog, and the unique heart healthcare donation program that provides financial support to help provide veterinary care for retired military and police dogs. Now, thousands of dogs spend time deployed in active duty in the U.S. military, as well as serving in police canine units across the country. Military and police dogs are called on to risk their lives to protect our communities, personnel, and our nation. Once they retire, these very special dogs may experience chronic health problems such as ligament and joint damage or lingering pain from broken bones and torn muscles. With no guaranteed pension for medical services, as you can understand, the cost of care often rests solely with their owners and handlers. Recognizing this critical need, Zoetis created the, and I hope I'm saying this right, is it Rimadyl Canine Courage Program? Now, the program supports 550 dogs and provides the owners of each dog with $300 annually on a debit card that can be applied toward any veterinary expense ranging from wellness visit and vaccines to prescription medications and treats. Here to discuss this incredible program that's helping retired military and police dogs is Lieutenant Colonel Corey Christopher from the U.S. Air Force and Michael McFarland, Group Director of the Marketing Companion Animal at Zoetis. Gentlemen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sirs?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Thanks. Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate your service, Colonel, and also for lady service. Now, how long did you and this incredible animal serve together?
Lady and I served together in 2013 for about 7 months. We were both stationed at the same base. I was doing some war planning and strategically, and she was protecting the base and searching the base, searching cars. She was an explosives detection dog there, so she was always on call there as well, and she was always out with the other dogs to meet all the members of the base and to increase the morale in that area as well.
Exactly. Now, did I say that correct? Is it Rimadyl Canine Courage Program, or how is that pronounced?
Yeah, close enough, Bill. It was Rimadyl Canine Courage.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. And you know, so, Michael, explain to us more about that program, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So this all started a couple of years ago when a retired New York City police dog named Canine Blaze was brought to our attention, and Blaze had some chronic problems as a result of some injuries sustained on duty, and we offered to provide support for Blaze in his retirement. And it's that time when we started to understand that there were really hundreds of retired military working dogs and police dogs that were not supported by any type of pension program, and many of them had very expensive veterinary needs after their retirement. So we decided to create Rimadyl Canine Courage so that we could provide financial support for those families that adopted these heroic dogs after their retirement.
Well, Colonel, military dogs are highly trained. For those of us who had some experience with them, we understand that. And a lot of, you know, people may be, you know, seeing it, you know, from a distance. So maybe you can help them understand, you know, what are some of the tasks they perform, and specifically, what was Lady's role there with you?
Yes, definitely. Lady was born and raised to be the EDD, or explosives detection dog, for about a year and a half, where she was born, and then she checked in at about 18 months old to her first base in Afghanistan. And over a four-year time frame, she worked at three different bases, working every day, like I said, protecting the base, whether that meant searching all the cars coming onto the bases or searching the base itself, or always being on call for any type of suspicious packages or activities or anything like that. She was definitely an asset to the base and to protect all the members of the base.
Now, Michael, you know, help us. Now, in this particular case, you know, we got military dogs and we have the canine dogs. You know, kind of run down and unfold a little bit, you know, canine dogs that we see, you know, in police cars today and what's expected of them.
Yeah, and frequently it's very similar to what you see in the military. I mean, most people have seen police dogs before that are largely used for protection purposes, but they also have bomb-sniffing dogs, drug detection dogs as well. So some of them are trained for protection. Some of them are used because their noses are incredible. I mean, their noses are thousands of times more sensitive than ours are, and are capable of finding things and hopefully protecting the public from things like explosive devices that might be hidden, where a normal person wouldn't be able to find them.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Corey Christopher is the Director of Safety at McLaughlin Air Base in Texas. He earned his commission in 1998 from the Reserve Officer Training Corps at the University of Texas. Colonel Christopher is a command pilot with more than 2,700 flight hours in the F-15 C&D, T-38A, BC, and the T-37B. Colonel, you know, how did you first, come across Lady?
Well, after all the meal times at the base I was at, she would come out, all the other dogs would come out, and so all the members of the base got to meet these dogs and to meet Lady. So I was drawn to Lady, had a lot of labs in our family and everything, and so her and I just started to form a bond over the 7 months, and again, not only did she protect the base, but she also increased morale of the base as a whole, and so right time and right place. It was, she had worked hard enough and long enough in Afghanistan to where it was her time to retire, and so I was able to adopt her and bring her home. And so Veterans Day 2013, she came home, and she's been retired now for 3 years.
Oh, good fun is that, I'll tell you. And Dr. Michael McFarland is Group Director of Marketing, a companion animal at Zoetis, the senior leader in the companion animal division of leading animal health company Zoetis. Dr. McFarland, how did Zoetis get involved in this?
Yeah, I think, after we learned about Canine Blaze and the challenges that he was having, we started reaching out to some of the organizations that provide support for retired police dogs and military working dogs. And we just did our own research to try to understand, how many hundreds of dogs are there like this out there and what kind of support they're getting. We met two foundations, one of them called the SAGE Foundation for Dogs Who Serve, and the other, the National Police Dog Foundation. And they serve as essentially a national registry for all of these retired dogs and help us verify that the dogs in the program are indeed, retired military or police dogs. So once we were able to get a feel for the needs, we set up this fund to ensure that 500 of these dogs received financial support on an annual basis. And then after Diesel, that police dog that was killed in the line of duty during mm-hmm. the Paris bombing incident last
right.
year, in his name, we opened up the program to an additional 50 dogs. So currently we have 550 dogs enrolled in the program and still have a waiting list, so we know there's additional demand.
Well, Colonel, one last question here for you, and then we're going to come back to the good doctor and ask him how people can connect with the Remedale program if they're interested. Does the military pay for ongoing care for military dogs once they retire?
My wife and I, we found this program, and we sent the application in, and so that's basically how we came upon being here today.
Well, that's great. And Dr. McFarland, how can people, they just heard about the Riverdale program, how can they get involved, either by donating or by applying?
So Riverdale Canine Courage is fully funded by Zoetis. However, if they go to RiverdaleCanineCourage.com, they can also get information about our two partner foundations, SAGE Foundation and the National Police Dog Foundation. And if they are interested in helping support these dogs, they can do so through those two foundations.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez, live with Colonel Corey Christopher from the U.S. Air Force and Michael McFarland, the good doctor from the group. He's a group director of marketing at Companion Animal at Zoetis. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Dreft. Spring is here. Temperatures are on the rise, and after a long winter indoors, parents and their little ones are spending more time outside. The spring season brings more allergens to the air, and rising temperatures can trigger skin irritations. With all this in mind, it's important that parents seek out solutions that are gentle on babies' sensitive skin. Dr. Diane Hess, pediatrician and medical director of Gramercy Pediatrics.
As both a pediatrician and a mother, I know just how sensitive a baby's skin can be. Since clothes are in direct contact with the baby's skin, I always suggest parents to wash clothes with a specially formulated product like Dreft. It's gentle and hypoallergenic on baby's skin, and it comes with a scent that I love, and it remains safe for babies.
Dreft detergent is the number one choice of pediatricians and has been trusted by moms for 80 years to make their baby's fabrics feel clean and soft. For more tips, visit www.dreft.com. That's www.dreft.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, your smartphone, shortwave around the world, over 280 markets across these United States, thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez as we talk about the things that matter most in your life, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads us. And that's the kind of song that I think would wear well in this political season. It's okay to be happy and clap along and, you know, you can't help but smile a little bit here. Why not? Speaking of which, Horace Cooper is with us, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Hey, let's talk Black Lives Matter. I've been really concerned about them, and I say concerned in as much as that they're probably being more disruptive and interfering with the process more than I think they're really trying to help their cause. Am I missing something here, Horace?
Well, I think the entire narrative is built on a lie. Two, while there are always some people who genuinely are confused and uninformed that get involved with a cause, it is increasingly difficult for me to believe that the main activists in this organization don't realize that what they're doing is not just perpetuating a lie, building up a falsehood, but also creating a more dangerous society, especially for the communities that they say they're acting on behalf of.
Exactly. Well, we've seen them disrupt, meetings and the way in which they've gone about it. At some point, you're going to start getting some equal force pushback here. And, this is going to ignite something I think that neither side is really prepared to deal with.
Well, We're already seeing some organizations that are starting to track what they're calling race hoaxes. From the beginning, after the landmark civil rights legislation was passed in America, there were folks who said one of the concerns that they have was that if we tilt the law too far one direction, we're going to create an impression of how American society is that isn't reflected in reality. And they would call out some of the high-profile hoaxes that had been occurring. This was in the early 70s. In fact, a lot of the affirmative action litigation that came before the Supreme Court came about because employers were being demanded to have a mandatory number of people come on board at their operations under the theory that the only reason you don't have X number of people is because you're actively discriminating. And that just isn't true. In a free society, as you might imagine, people can pick any field that they want. In the black community, an overwhelmingly high number choose the religion field. A disproportionate number than in the broader population. Another disproportionate number choose public education. In fact, when you just look at people with college degrees, almost 40% of the people with college degrees who happen to be black work in public sector jobs. So, is it no surprise then that there aren't the same number as a percentage of engineers, as software designers, as investment bankers, and the like? The Black Lives Matter crowd has tried to create the impression, and with support from the Justice Department, that the real problem in America is that the law enforcement community goes out of its way to deny the aspirations of black Americans, and that the rest of American society has been ignoring it. That is, in fact, a lie.
Right. Well, certainly we saw what came down with the Freddie Gray decision. Marilyn Mosby, I believe, has egg on her face on this whole situation because she went to the forefront and really said she was going to champion the cause and really short-circuited the process. I mean, kind of ignited things in such a way that it promoted this narrative as opposed to really justice. And now here you've got a black judge who has been regarded as being fair-minded. I mean, to such a point that even the family of Freddie Gray had to accept his decision. And so for Marilyn Mosby, I think, you know, I think this is a tough hurdle for her to move forward if she had some political aspirations here. What do you think?
Within hours after Freddie Gray's passing, she stood up and she insisted that they were going to be bringing people forward for charges. Now, the normal process is that we are going to have an investigation, and it will be thorough, and we will see to it that we can answer as many questions as possible. That's not what she did. This is more akin to the crowds in the late 1800s when a black person was accused of a crime, maybe minor, maybe significant, all the way through the Jim Crow era, where a crowd outside would just say, hang him, hang him, hang him, hang him, and the so-called law enforcement authorities appeased them. That's what she did. She charged six people, black and white, with this these crimes, and without the support, without the justification, and in this case, the judge ruled, hey, this officer, he was only tangentially involved in this arrest at all. He may have been involved 10 minutes of time. All right, how was he legally complicit in this? It will completely, this judge said, completely distort criminal law enforcement if we say that this level of involvement actually could make you culpable for felony.
Well, the tough thing with that, all this, I mean, whether it was Ferguson or Baltimore and other areas of the country.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody is quick to jump, and they want a short-circuit due process. And as a result, and the media is just as guilty. I mean, they're chasing headlines and whipping up the flames here of discontent. But we need to respect the due process, and it moves slower than what we care to in this microwave generation that I keep insisting that we live in, that, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. Things just don't move fast enough. But when it comes to justice, really true justice, you've got to go through the due process. You have to, as you say, do the investigating. But Marilyn Mosby, she decided she was going to be the judge, jury, and everything all together at one time.
But our president, our attorney general, our public leaders, they have all decided to reject a basic, true bit of good advice. If you wish to limit the likelihood of your encounters with law enforcement, do not choose the life of the career criminal. All of these instances that they bring forward are actually people who are career criminals. That leads to a heightened risk of law enforcement encounters. Law enforcement carry firearms because the kinds of people that they're dealing with can be deadly. There is no actual risk of innocent Black Americans or white in this country of somehow being assaulted, injured, or harmed by law enforcement. But there is a truth, is pretty clear when you look at the elevated risk level for Black Americans. The Centers for Disease Control lists murder as the number two cause of death for Black men. No other ethnic group, no other category of human in America that even makes the top five. You can't have that elevated level of risk without a lot of criminality associated, and it turns out overwhelmingly there's a 75% chance if you were murdered, it will be by someone of your own race. These are Black people killing Black people. There is a problem that needs to be looked at.
Exactly. The empirical evidence is outstanding, no question about it. Horace Cooper, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Horace, thank you so much. Horace is an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, and a legal commentator. Horace, thank you. This is Bill Martinez, just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Zenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Zenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Zenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Bill Martinez live. When I met you in the summer, my heart beats down. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us, thank you for coming along for the ride here as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. Patrick Wood is with us, author, lecturer who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the latest Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And that new economic order continues to march on by way of technocracy. He is author of the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
How you doing, Bill? I'm doing just great. Thank you.
Hey, good. I want to talk about your latest release that websites are now turning to audio fingerprinting to follow you. I mean, you know, for some, this is going to be the first time that they hear about audio fingerprinting. Explain that concept.
Well, Bill, I honestly, until I saw this article, I'd never heard of it either. I did some research on it real quickly because I have a computer and technology background. Mm-hmm. And what this is that remote browsers have, or remote computers have the ability to look at your machine to see what browser you're using. And depending on the audio hardware that you have in your computer and the type of computer it is, it generates a signature, if you will, that's unique to you. And this is an amazing concept. I mean, who would have thunk it? But they're using this technology all across the world, you know, big marketers and corporations and stuff are trying to use this technology to identify people all over the world without having to invade their computers.
Well, this is an electronic fingerprint, right?
It's like an electronic fingerprint. Once they have you tagged with your name to it, you're tagged. What can I say? It's amazing.
And that's with every computer, or just the certain types of computers. I mean, how do we mitigate this invasion?
It's pretty much every modern computer, and there has been kickback in the tech community, the privacy community, to not do this stuff, and some companies are backing away from it, but it's still very widespread right now. And, you know, go figure. I mean, they already got us tracked so many ways. You know, maybe we shouldn't even be excited about this, but.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing is, where does it stop?
Exactly. Well, there's so much happening in the shadows here that is behind the curtain that we don't even understand. Like you say, you know, we're being traced or supposedly, and then all of a sudden you get some bad players in the market and you go, hey, with all this technology and NSA and everything, how come you didn't know this person was doing and planning what they've been working on for the last 5 years? What are we missing here?
Well, that's exactly right. And there's so many things like this that are just kind of lurking below the surface. For instance, there was another story that says that smaller cities across the United States are opening up high-tech crime centers. And, you know, this is using the same technology that's being used in some of the major urban centers where you have this new pre-crime software, you know, artificial intelligence being implemented, along with cameras and, you know, audio stuff. And, you know, so smaller cities are adopting the same model now that the big ones are. Who's paying attention to that? It just comes in. So, you know, you just
it's like person of interest has come into our daily lives. What we've been watching on TV for the last several seasons is now activated in a small city near you, right?
That's right. And I have to say, if the citizens of that city or those towns don't stand up and put an end to this, they're going to find themselves literally being digital slaves. And the reason I say that is because once you know you're being monitored continuously and persistently, you change your behavior. It forces you to change your behavior. And so people do things they would not ordinarily do. They avoid doing things, and they actually do overt things that they probably would never do either to accommodate what they know is invasive spying.
Wow, this is amazing, Patrick, what it's all come down to. And as we suggested early on, this is so pervasive that it's like, what do you do? I mean, and you got to wrap yourself in some sort of shield or bubble in order to avoid being tracked like this, or what?
Well, I guess maybe there should be a new line of clothing made out of lead. You know, the pseudoscience behind much of this is just absolutely stunning as well. There was a new startup just recently, I think it was in Israel, where the startup claims that it can detect terrorists and other criminals just by looking at their face. Nothing else. Just by you know, taking a picture, examining the picture, getting the measurements and so on, and they can figure out who's likely to do stuff and who's not. And they say it's 80% accurate. Get a grip on that.
Wow, just by looking at their face, huh? Well, leave it to the Israelis. I mean, they've been, you know, been going deeper and deeper. I mean, here we got TSA that is 98% in the wrong direction. I mean, and they're at least claiming 80%.
I know. It's stunning. This is phrenology, essentially, from the earlier, from the late 1800s. This is what Hitler used in Nazi Germany to catalog and, you know, measure and whatever all the people that he wanted to get rid of. This was phrenology. It was completely debunked before. And now this company is coming out and saying, oh, no, we can do it with computers now. And get this, Bill, the Department of Homeland Security has already got a contract with these people. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, guys, get rid of this stuff. It has no business even getting a second look.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun, as we know, and some of this stuff finds another day to raise its ugly head. And it's interesting, things that we saw happen under Adolf Hitler, here we are in America, in 21st century America, beginning to embrace some of these things in the interest of technocracy. You know, this is what happens with some of these things, Patrick, and this is why you've been, you know, sounding the alarm here, is that America needs to wake up and understand how pernicious this is. I think we're just too busy trying to survive here that, you know, along the way we're losing our liberties, and so many encroachments are coming at us in so many different directions that we just can't keep up with it all.
Well, we're getting down to the critical mass point, I believe, Bill. You know, I just saw the other day in America here now, 50% of Americans cannot lay their hands on $400 cash to take care of an emergency expense. That was shocking. That means that the middle class has been pressed down already. And of course, they're thinking, well, next year we'll make a comeback. You know, I'll get that job. I'll do, you know, whatever. My business will take off. And they don't realize what's happening here, but they're getting pressed down to the floor. And I see this as just a humanitarian disaster waiting to happen in America. If it goes much further, there's going to be a whole wave of people who get the rudest wake-up call that they've ever had in their life.
Well, what I see happening, there's no question, Patrick, I agree with you. Middle class has imploded. This administration has devastated the middle class, no doubt about it, with all its regulations. This has been the regulation commander-in-chief. He has given us more regulations, I believe, than any modern-era president, and it's just crippling business and job opportunities. And is it any wonder why, like McDonald's, in one of the reports you had, that they're going to robots, and a former McDonald's USA CEO says that this is going to kill, you know, jobs?
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, right.
This is happening in China right now. People aren't watching China, but, you know, Foxconn, the company that makes a lot of Apple products and Samsung products in China, they've taken one factory that had 110,000 people in it, and they have replaced 60,000 workers with robots in the last couple of years.
I mean,
this is stunning. In this one province in China, there's 600 companies that are pursuing robotics to get rid of their labor, to get rid of their workforce. And somehow, you know, we're told that this is good for good for competition and stuff. I'm sorry. It's not, and nobody's thinking about it. The Chinese are thinking about it, but you know what? Robots don't buy anything. Robots don't go out and buy groceries.
You know, exactly.
Eventually, it's going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg.
Without a doubt. Well, as we talk about the implosion on the middle class and, you know, what's happened to them, I think a lot of the middle class has gone into the shadows. We have a shadow labor force here that's operating under the table. Just out of mere survival, and I think that's going to be a generational issue down the road, is how do we repatriate that labor force, because they're just trying to survive, and they're working under the table, you know, it's cash and carry kind of deal, and here, you know, evidence of the economic disaster that not only is occurring here in the United States, but around the world, is the 2030 agenda. Where, you know, the poverty goal is at risk without decent work. I mean, to your point, whether it's robots or just the existing economy. I mean, you know, if you don't have work, I mean, that's the engine that makes the world go around here.
That's right. And if you don't have work, that's pretty much the end of you as far as being a factor in society. It's very difficult to get anything done when you're just basically flat on your back.
Well, Patrick, as always, good to have you on with us. Remind the good folks how they can be in touch and get a copy of your book, Rising Technocracy, and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. They should come to technocracy.news with their browser, technocracy.news, and they'll find all these stories and more posted every day from all around the world, showcasing what technocracy is doing and how it's marching forward. It's an absolute fascinating place to go, and I just encourage people to go there. They'll find a link to my book there as well on the homepage. If they want to buy a copy, they click on it, and that's it.
There it is. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.